USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 virus was loose. New details on the number of researchers affected, the timing of their illnesses, and their hospital visits add to the theory the COVID-19 virus could have escaped from the Wuhan laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits now he is not convinced the COVID-19 virus has a natural origin. China has suffered two intense earthquakes in the past 2 days, with at least nearly 3,000 foreshocks and aftershocks affecting areas across western China. Many residents in quake-hit areas of Yunnan and Qinghai provinces say they had to take rescues into their own hands, as help did not arrive soon enough. Drug overdoses killed more than 700 people in San Francisco, California in 2020, while the coronavirus pandemic, which shut down the city, killed fewer than 300. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Members of George Floyd's family and others joined activists and citizens in Minneapolis on Sunday for a march that was one of several events planned nationwide to mark the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. Hundreds of people gathered for the rally in front of the courthouse in downtown Minneapolis, where the Chauvin trial concluded a month ago. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas seems to be holding. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the agreement that brought an end to the 11 days of fighting on ABC's This Week.
President Biden's focus on relentless, determined, but quiet diplomacy is what got us to where we needed to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive. That has to start now.
Last week's ceasefire came after more than 250 people were killed and hundreds more injured in the fighting between Israel and Hamas.
The ceasefire was brokered by Egyptian authorities. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Arizona lawmakers are asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris as their border czar. They claim Harris has ignored the border crisis. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Arizona's Attorney General has sent a letter to the White House calling for the removal of Vice President Kamala Harris from her position, leading efforts to combat the immigration crisis on the southern border. Mark Brnovich explained to Fox News why he's calling for her resignation from that position.
The Biden administration has completely ignored law enforcement, whether that's at the local level or whether it's even at the state AG level. And as a result of that, literally hundreds of thousands of people are streaming across our southern border illegally. Since Joe Biden appointed her the border czar, it's been approximately 480,000 people have illegally crossed our southern border. Put that in context, that's like the entire population of Kansas City or Minneapolis just since she's been the border czar. And as you alluded to in the package earlier, we have seen in law enforcement a dramatic spike in drugs like fentanyl and heroin coming across our border. Mm. Drugs are not only going to stay here in Arizona or Texas, but that's going to poison neighborhoods throughout our entire country.
Harris was assigned to the border crisis by President Biden in late March. In a once-in-a-lifetime event, the night sky on Wednesday will be both the brightest and darkest ever seen because of a total lunar eclipse. This week's full moon will be the second supermoon of the season, appearing brighter and larger than usual Wednesday morning. People who live in western North America, western South America, and eastern Asia will have the best views of the flower blood moon, according to astronomers. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.